Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Thursday, January 13th, 2022. US equity futures are broadly flat following yesterday's mostly higher close on Wall Street, with S&P futures unchanged as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly weaker levels in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are mostly lower in early trade. Bond yields are higher, with the US 10-year yield up around 3 basis points at 1.75%. European rates are also moving up after closing lower in yesterday's session. The dollar is extending weakness, oil is flat, gold is softer, industrial metals are mostly lower, and cryptocurrencies are firmer. The market's attention remains on yesterday's US CPI release, with the December reading seeing its biggest year-on-year increase since 1982. There was some relief that the headline number was largely in line with consensus, though the core reading beat. The data supported expectations of a Fed rate liftoff in March. Meanwhile, there have been more hawkish Fed comments to digest, with Brainard and Daly saying that inflation is running too high. Non-voter Harker backed more than 3 rate rises if inflation surges. Elsewhere, there is attention on reports flagging a peak in the dollar as global growth improves amid increasing confidence that COVID will fade. Also making news, the US has unveiled sanctions that it could impose on Russia if it attacks Ukraine, but is seeking to reassure European allies that it will not disrupt energy supplies over winter. The head of the International Energy Agency, Birol, has blamed Russia for energy problems in comments he made yesterday, claiming that it could boost deliveries by at least a third from current levels. In macro news, there's been limited European data today as Italian industrial production beat. A survey from the UK's Recruitment and Employment Confederation showed a slowdown in jobs growth, with vacancies growing by the slowest pace in 8 months due to Omicron. Wage growth also slowed slightly. Due up on today's US economic calendar, initial jobless claims, PPI, and natural gas inventories, while companies posting their results before the open today will include Delta Airlines. In corporate news, Korea IT News reported that Apple will pick suppliers for the Apple Car by the end of this year and start mass production in the next 2 to 3 years. Blackstone has increased its buyout offer for Australia's Crown Resorts, with the company likely to back the improved $6.5 billion offer. And there has been a lot of media coverage of Citigroup's planned divestment of its Mexico operations, with reports that there are a number of lenders considering an offer for the business, which could be worth as much as $15 billion in a sale, although Mexico's finance minister has said that the sale may raise antitrust issues. Asian equities finished mostly weaker overnight. Greater China led the declines, particularly in the growth sectors. Healthcare and bio stocks in Hong Kong were notably lower, while Shenzhen was an underperformer. Growth also weighed on Japan's indices that lost around half of yesterday's gains on COVID surge, talk of lockdowns, and a strengthening yen. South Korea lost momentum over the day and closed lower. Taiwan edged higher on gains in its hardware stocks after TSMC posted strong profit figures. And Australia was higher on mining names and takeover news regarding Crown Resorts. In regional news, China lending figures for December were slightly softer than expected, with outstanding loan growth at the lowest level since 2002. Meanwhile, takeaways from the Bank of Japan Regional Economic Report noted assessment upgrades in all 9 regions marked the most positive result in 8 years. And Bloomberg reported that COVID lockdowns in several Chinese ports are causing congestion at Shanghai's port. European equity markets are mostly lower 2 hours into the session, with construction and personal household goods underperforming. Technology is gaining. In European news, UK Prime Minister Johnson has told Conservative MPs that he will not quit, even as a YouGov poll put support for the Conservatives at the lowest level in almost 10 years. UK Foreign Secretary Truss will hold 2-day talks with EU Vice President Šefčovič on the Northern Ireland Protocol. Bank of England Credit Conditions Survey has seen a drop in demand for house purchase loans, an increase in unsecured lending, and the expectation of a rise in default rates. And Italy is working on a small pandemic aid package to provide targeted relief to sectors hit by the recent surge in COVID infections. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.